you have a lot of wheat this year, everything looks very good. You say, we raised a big
crop of wheat.
And if you take all of the weeds and the plants, the small shrubs, the trees off of the land, you say, well, we
cleared the land.
And do you have a word that means, like, if you cut the clover to make hay and then some more grows, and what do you call it that if there's enough there for you to cut it a second time, you say, we got a
second crop.
Second crop, all right. And what do you call a small bunch, a little bit of wheat that you put together and maybe going to pile up and put it all together in a bigger pile? Would you have a word for that?
A bundle of wheat.
And you put it up on a bigger thing out in the field and you'd call it a pile it up together, maybe.
Stacking of wheat.
And if you measure wheat, you don't talk about so many gallons, you'd say 40 what of wheat?
Pecks or bushels.
All right. And if you separate the grain from the rest of the plant, let's say you do that in October, you say, well, every year the oats, what do you call that process of separating it?
Thrashing it.
All right. Every year in October, the oats, what?
Threshed out.
All right. And if there's a job and you want that we're going to do, and you want to say this person and that person, you say that's for us, you say so-and-so will have to do it. How would you say it if we two were going to do it?
Well, I say I and so-and-so and I are going to do this.
All right. And
we're going to make it some way. I think it's stopped.
Okay. This same one. If you say, well, the two of us, that is, how would you say the two of us? Another way, mention somebody means, well.
I mention, I'd say, well, Joe and I are going to do something.
All right. And if you're talking to Joe and don't call his name, you say, well, come on, Joe.
Yeah.
You would say.
Just say, come on, go with me.
All right. You and.
I will do so and so.
All right. And if somebody is going to do it for you, you say, well, Joe, they're going to do it for.
For me.
And for. Both of us,
yes,
for you
and me.
Okay. And if they say, this job is not just for me or just for you, but for
the community.
We two, you'd say.
For both of us.
Okay. And if you call someone and you say, well, my friend and I are going to come over to see you, instead of saying my friend, you'd say he. How would you say that? He and I
are going to get together.
All right. And if you say, well, instead of he and I going over there, they're going to come to see the two of us. They're going to come to see
the two of us, Joe
right.
and I.
Okay. Or would you say he or him going to come to see?
Yeah.
Him or let me see. Yeah, I don't know that. He and I are going to come over to see you. No, let's let them come over to see
us.
Okay. And if someone calls you on the telephone, they don't recognize your voice, and you want to tell them who it is, you say, well, this, it's
Henry Rattler speaking.
Okay. And instead of saying your name, you would just say, oh, this is. Instead of saying your name, you say, oh, you know me. This is.
This is old so-and-so.
All right. Would you say it's I or me, either one?
How would
you say that?
Well, I'll tell you, I might be puzzling a little, but I don't know how to answer the telephone without giving my name.
I see.
A lot of people out here, and I'm, like you say, they out here, a lot of people say, this is I, and so on, a lot of things, but I've always answered, I don't care where I'm at, when I answer the phone, I say, Henry Adams speaking.
Very courteous. All right, what about if you're talking and they say, well,